This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Because Republicans only hold a majority and not a 60-vote supermajority in the U.S. Senate, Democrats were again successful in blocking a pro-life bill. The Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act is inspired by the idea that pain is both felt and perceived by 20 weeks gestation. It would stop only 18,000 late-term abortions annually, but abortion-friendly senators clearly fear it would be one more thing to stir the conscience of the nation and lead to further restrictions on abortion. A Senate vote to defund Planned Parenthood is expected soon and might face the same treatment. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. Churchinneed.org. Interesting comments from public figures this week include Joe Biden reducing abortion to determining when life begins. Obviously trying to avoid the abortion issue, Biden says that such questions are above his pay grade. ABC talk show hosts tried to make a dig at Pope Francis as Joy Behar sneered over what she called the rules of the church. Whoopi Goldberg tried to play theologian and said, abortion is not in the Bible, and that there are only 10 commandments. Maybe she missed one. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.